The rests, we haven't talked about that. It's not a popular subject with guitarists. Once we start playing, we like to, you know, do run-on sentences for hours. But for every rhythmic subdivision, there's its equivalent rest. It's yin and yang. So just let's do one on and one off for each rhythm. So we'll show you what I mean. Like, you do a whole note, two, three, four, and then nothing for four beats. Now we're going to do half notes. And then nothing for one of them. And like, well, let's do one half note and then nothing for two beats. And release it, right, exactly. And then a quarter and release, quarter and release. Or you could have started with the release, but either way. Now on the eighth note, it may sound like quarter notes, but I'm releasing it halfway through. So three, four. Or the release could be up first. And I pick those up. Because they're on the hands. Let's do eighth notes. Here's the one beat. So, one, two, three. Now, if you do every other one, if you do it on the beat, it just sounds like. Oh, wait, hang on. If you do it on the beat, it just sounds like short quarter notes. I'm sorry. It would be like. So it just sounds like short quarter notes. So let's do it off the beat and it sound like this. Like. And I do it all ups because it's all in between the beats. If you want an exercise on that, you could go on, off. So think about this. So one on and four offs. But you're doing on the beat. So like. Good. If that's too esoteric for some of you, you could do one on and two off, one on and two off, like this. Three, four, like. So it should be like down, up, up, down. Now 16th is a 1E and a 2E, like 1E and a 2E and a 3E. And if you did these on the beat, it just just sounds like short eighth notes, so it'd be much better to go in, on the offbeat, which would be something like this, like, but if you want to ground yourself on a beat once in a while, you could do maybe, like, let's see, like, da ga da 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 ga da da. So on, off, off, off. Twice as long with the off. That one's harder, so we can, or even just one on and one off. Could do, so in other words, the first one was 1E, 2E, 3E, 4E. The second one was 1, 2, 3, 4. There's all those combinations. Or you could do, you know, each one is 1E and that's four possibilities. So you could do 3 out of 4 like this. 1 E N, 2 E N, 3 E N, 4, or 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4, or 1 E, a 2 E, a 3 E, a 4 E, or E and a, E and a, E and a, E and a 1. That's a lot of possibilities for 16ths. When you get to 30 seconds, let's see. 30 seconds? Yeah. If we left out the ones off the beat, it'll just sound like short 16ths, like. But if we did it on the off beats, it might be like. Hard to keep up, like continuous. Even I was not that exact. So if we ground yourself in a down and then do some ups in between, it might be like, let's see, like da 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 da. That would be the simplest way. Like, do it with me. Good. You can extend it too, like da 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 da. Extra credit, or you're feeling ambitious, or you've had too much coffee or something, you could do it the whole bar, like. I'm rushing. I gotta do that again. 3, 4. I'm still rushing. 3 and 4. That's fun to work on. Imagine all those possibilities at 50 beats per minute. Do we have time for a free form play? No, we don't. That's sad. That's sad. But yeah, freeform play at 50 with all those rhythms going on, and we never even did triplets. That's how vast the possibilities of rhythm are. Great job.